Every 10 years in the U.S., there's a headcount. We're due for the next one in 2020. And more than a year and a half out, controversy's already sparked. Why? Because the 2020 census form will include a new question asking people if they are citizens. I'm Hansi Luong, NPR national correspondent. I report on the census because its results affect so much of American life, from education to transportation to how voting districts are drawn. I traveled with producer Marisa Peñaloza to Central Falls, Rhode Island. A lot of people there are worried about this question about citizenship status. Residents worry how their data will be used, and politicians worry about how accurate the data will be. In an old New England town like Central Falls, every national census counts, because every dollar counts. Just ask the mayor.
My name is James Diosa. I am the first Latino mayor of Central Falls, Rhode Island, the second in the state of Rhode Island.
Diosa recently won state funds to clean up the city's only two athletic fields.
Thank you, Director Coit.
The city found lead, arsenic, and other industrial contamination in the soil. He says the city got the money for the cleanup using census numbers. This is the same field you played on when you were a kid.
Yes, played soccer, which is the only sport my father taught me.
No baseball.
No baseball,
no football.
Can't shoot a basketball, but I can kick the ball.
Diosa says he hopes Central Falls kids keep kicking the ball here, just like he did growing up. To make sure there's enough funding for the city's fields, roads, and schools, he'll need all of Central Falls to be counted for the 2020 census. It's a majority Latino city, and Latino residents here have helped bolster the entire state of Rhode Island.
It's the elephant in the room.
This is Gabriela Domenzain. She directs the Latino Policy Institute at Roger Williams University in Providence.
This is why our state has continued to have the representation it has at the federal level, because Latinos, just like they do many places in the United States, are making up for the fact that folks are getting older and not having children.
But Domenzain and other leaders in the state are worried. They're closely watching a test run of the 2020 census. It's taking place right now in Central Falls and other parts of Providence County. And the Census Bureau says it's going as planned. But Domenzain says many Latino residents are refusing to be counted for it. And this test does not include a citizenship question.
People are scared.
The Latino population here includes both citizens and non-citizens, documented and not. Many are afraid of giving their information to the federal government. The Justice Department requested the citizenship question to be added to the census. It says it needs data from that question to better enforce the Voting Rights Act. Gabriela Domenzain is not convinced.
They're putting a citizenship question on the census to further inflict harm, emotional and psychological, on a community that they have proved time and time again they don't want here.
The Census Bureau has asked all households about U.S. citizenship before, but the last time was back in 1950. Research by the Census Bureau suggests that asking about citizenship now could lead to an undercount. More than two dozen states and cities, including Central Falls, are suing to remove that question. Whatever happens with these lawsuits, many undocumented immigrants in Central Falls, like Jesus, are grappling with what to do.
The biggest worry is that you have to write down your name.
We're calling Jesus by a family name because he fears deportation. He's lived in Central Falls for a decade. Back in 2010, when President Obama was still in office, Jesus participated in the census.
We were happy to fill it out then. The president wasn't threatening us.
But this time around, with President Trump in the White House, he says the census feels like a threat to him and to his three roommates. They're also undocumented.
They think that their information will be shared with the government, especially ICE.
Starting in March, they received multiple mailings from the Census Bureau. They were about the test run of the 2020 census. And there was a warning in Spanish and English on the envelopes. Your response is required by law. Jesus says the first two mailings went straight to the trash can, but receiving the third one pushed the four roommates to sit down and debate about the census. After work one evening, they talked through the pros and cons, and in the end, they took a vote.
We agreed. Okay, let's do it. We told ourselves it would be okay.
If they hadn't mailed back the test census questionnaire, a census worker would have probably stopped by their house to follow up.
You never know if it's ICE or police knocking. No one wants to open the door.
Jesus says it was easier for him to just fill out the form and forget about it. It's a gamble that many other undocumented immigrants are not willing to make. including Umberto. He moved to Central Falls to join relatives who were already here.
My aunt, she's been here for like 30-something years, I think. And then my mom came. I don't know why they picked Rhode Island. It snows too much. But it's nice. I love this state. It's pretty cool.
We're using a family name for Umberto because he's afraid of being deported. By law, the Census Bureau cannot disclose information that can identify individuals, not to the public and not to other government agencies. But it can share data down to the neighborhood level about specific demographic groups. And Umberto says he doesn't want to take the risk.
Because after you answer that question saying that you are not a citizen, you're going to be looking behind you all the time.
Mayor James Diosa takes me and producer Marisa Peñaloza on a drive through Central Falls.
Do you feel special pressure because of the fact that you grew up here and you're now the mayor?
Yes, a lot of pressure. I think even more pressure when your dad is one of your constituents.
Pressure on Diosa is growing as the 2020 census draws nearer. He's facing a potential crisis. Low census numbers could translate into less federal and state funding.
We are now on Hunt Street.
Central Falls is one of the most densely populated places in the country.
As you can see, a lot of 3-2 tenement housing. 1-2-3 houses on one parcel.
Many of the buildings here could be mistaken for single-family homes until you spot the clusters of mailboxes hanging beside each door. Before Diosa was elected mayor, he knocked on many of those doors.
We want these folks to participate. We want them to get counted.
There's a risk to that.
There's a big risk. A big risk. Absolutely.
Diosa says he's stuck. He understands why many in Central Falls do not want to give their information to the Census Bureau. And yet he knows he needs that same information to run a city. Hansi Luong, NPR News, Central Falls, Rhode Island.